Hey everybody, how you doing? Good to see you here. So my name is Janet Conway, and I'm really honored to be here to speak today. Zainab asked me to speak because we've worked together on the Toronto Social Forum. The Toronto Social Forum is a local expression of the World Social Forum. And many of you may know the World Social Forum is a place, a space, where movements from all over the world who are opposed to neoliberal globalization get together. That means movements that are opposed to free trade, to structural adjustment, and to privatization, to basically the impoverishment of people worldwide. More recently, also opposed to war, to the US-led militarization and use of force to resolve all kinds of conflicts. The World Social Forum is also a place where Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal movements come together to seek understanding and to build solidarity. The World Social Forum includes Indigenous movements from every continent on the planet, because on every continent, Indigenous peoples are struggling for survival. They're confronting resource extraction corporations on their territories. They're confronting the World Bank and its development projects. They're confronting the governments of nation states that simply want Indigenous people to disappear, because Indigenous people are in the way of development. Indigenous people refuse to be assimilated. Indigenous people challenge states' exclusive claims to sovereignty, and states want Indigenous people to go away. And that is also true in Canada. Here there are similar kinds of struggles against similar kinds of odds. And the blockade at Six Nations is an expression of these kinds of struggles, as is the blockade at Grassy Narrows, as is the blockade at Sun Peaks, as are countless other struggles across this territory. I also teach politics at Ryerson University, where I have the privilege of teaching Aboriginal students. And I teach a course called Sustainable Development and First Nations. And let me tell you, that's a challenge. Because sustainable development and First Nations is a big oxymoron. How do you talk about sustainable development when Aboriginal people have an inadequate land base that's only a fraction of their traditional territories? How do you talk about sustainable development when self-government is constrained by the Indian Act and by an impenetrable web of bureaucratic control?
Shame.
How do you talk about sustainable development when Indigenous people have little or no control over the resources on the land they do have? How do you talk about sustainable development when you have non-Aboriginal governments negotiating consistently in bad faith? How can you talk about sustainable development? It is impossible to talk about sustainable development or self-reliance for Aboriginal people in this context. And in this context, the threat of police action on Mohawk territory has to be seen as an extension of the violent control of a colonial state over Indigenous peoples. The violent control of a colonial government over impoverished Aboriginal peoples. A colonial government that continues to obstruct any promising economic or democratic development in Aboriginal communities. A couple of years ago, I had the great privilege of interviewing a woman from Ecuador named Blanca Chancosa. She is a woman who is an Indigenous leader of the CONAI, who periodically, and as we speak, bring down the government of Ecuador.
This is my fucking world,
absolutely.
Eh? I'm fucking native, eh? Don't fuck with me, eh?
And a couple of years ago, when I talked to Blanca in the context of the social forum, I asked her, what do Aboriginal movements bring to the struggle against neoliberal globalization? And she said three things. She said, Aboriginal people are at the front lines of struggles against corporate power, because they're confronting the biggest corporations on earth that are extracting resources from Aboriginal land. Secondly, they're on the front lines of defending the environment, because those resource extraction corporations and the governments that are their agents are also destroying the environment. And thirdly, Aboriginal peoples bring to the wider movement a deep appreciation of diversity, of their own diversity, and of the centrality of cultural diversity to human survival and thriving on the planet. Her words have stayed with me. I'm here today as a non-Aboriginal person calling on my governments, the white governments, the non-Aboriginal governments that rule this territory, to recognize the claims of Aboriginal peoples of this land, to negotiate in good faith, and to honor the treaties. And I also implore my fellow non-Aboriginals, those here and those not here, concerned with social justice, to stand in solidarity with the Aboriginal movements of this territory.
Next, one of our co-organizers from the